Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Kreste, inhlamulo, ya inkwasho. Corner of Wisdom, with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
The Holy Spirit in the Pauline Epistle is the subject of this week's episode. And I also have a subtitle for clarity of thought on the subject of the Holy Spirit in the Pauline Epistles. Subtitle, The Trinity is One, meaning God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is one or are one. My professor on the Pauline Epistles differed with some Bible teachers who seem to attend to pit Paul against Luke, Acts, as if they show quite different theologies and experiences of the Holy Spirit. But is this justified? A big no. I agree with my professor on the Pauline Epistles. There is no contradiction. There is no fight between Paul, Luke, and other writers in the Bible who wrote about the Holy Spirit. What confuses us human beings is that you and I were born in sin. Even after salvation, we are not fully capable of understanding the unity that exists between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Because you and I were born in division. Jesus often said 2,000 years ago, "If you see me, you have seen my Father." Jesus, his Father, and the Holy Spirit are one. That is why in Genesis the Bible says, "Let us," in plural, "create man in our image." The Holy Spirit is one with God and with the Son. May the Lord also help us as born-again Christians to understand the unity of the Trinity. Even if we belong to different denominations, churches, and ministries, it doesn't mean that we should divide the Holy Spirit like we are divided in our different denominations. Even the differences in our denominations should not be viewed as divisions. It should be viewed as geographic, sociological, or anthropological differences of humanity. I am a Shangan from the Great North in a small, lousy village called Petanenge. I received Christ there, and I received baptism of the Holy Spirit and received even baptism of love. In the North, it is the same Spirit that was on Mother Teresa in Calcutta, India. It is the same Spirit that was in Billy Graham in his crusades. We call him the greatest evangelist. I was privileged to minister with him and Louis Palau at Wembley Stadium in London. And it was a week-long crusade. And Billy Bright was there, who flew specially to introduce Billy Graham. I wish we blacks, or we people of color and Africans, we can learn this good tendency from Western and white people. White people help each other. White people appreciate each other. White people even empower each other. If they see a talent and gift in themselves, they encourage each other. With us, when you see something good in somebody, you try to bewitch that person, even if you don't know how to bewitch. You even try to kill. May God help us to learn from white people who appreciate each other and who help each other. So the Holy Spirit in the Pauline Epistles, it is the same Holy Spirit to all believers belonging to different denominations. The Holy Spirit works differently to people, and differences does not mean division. And before I run out of time, I would like to conclude with answering a couple of questions. There are 14 Pauline epistles, and God, the Holy Spirit, is in every one of the epistles. Please believe everything I have just said. God is in every one of the Pauline epistles. You know, some crazy people, they think the Holy Spirit is not in the book of Esther because the word God does not appear in the book of Esther. But his presence is there. The Holy Spirit is there. Even in the book of Songs of Solomon, the Holy Spirit is there. So we must never, never limit the Holy One of Israel. In Romans, the Holy Spirit is there. Number two, in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, the Holy Spirit is there. Number three, in the epistle of Galatians, the Holy Spirit is there. And in the book of Ephesians, the Holy Spirit is there. Number five, in Philippians, the Holy Spirit is there. Number six, in Colossians, the Holy Spirit is there. Number seven, in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, the Holy Spirit is there. Number eight, in 1st and 2nd Timothy, the Holy Spirit is there. And lastly, number nine, in Titus, the Holy Spirit is there. So friends, the Holy Spirit is in all the Pauline epistles. And the Holy Spirit is in all the epistles equally. There is no big Holy Spirit in one epistle and small Holy Spirit in another epistle. That comes from limitation of understanding God's will, God's plan, and God's purpose for spiritual things. It is because you and I were born in divisions. We think the Holy Spirit is divided from the Father or the Son. We think the Holy Spirit is only in the Pentecostal churches, and he is not in the so-called non-Pentecostal churches. The Holy Spirit is in all the churches. He is actually knocking at the door of every heart, of every denomination, of every church, of every cluster or group of people. God is knocking. Open your heart for God, whether you are classified as a non-Pentecostal or Pentecostal. I know preachers in the Dutch Reform, in the Hervormeerde Kerk, in the Episcopal Church, in the Methodist Church, in the Catholic Church. I met Mother Teresa in my 17 visits to India. They were full of the Holy Spirit. In South Africa, we had a great man by the name of Andre Murray. He was not classified as Pentecostal, but the Spirit of the Lord was upon that man. I enjoy reading his books. May the Lord remove prejudices and judgmentalness. The Holy Spirit is here on earth for all people of all colors and of all linguistic groups. May God bless you with these episodes I have done thus far on the Holy Spirit. Elijah.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmashanganyi.org or follow Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi on Facebook and Instagram.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.